Hey, welcome to the Fundraising Leadership Podcast, Episode 5. I'm Janice.
Hi, this is Sylvia.
And this is David. Hey, so I'll jump in here, Janice, because you wrote a great blog post last week, and it was around the topic of career development for nonprofit professionals. And in your blog post, you talked about finding like the right nonprofit job, like especially if you're considering a transition. So I was just curious if you would share with us like some of the experiences in your life when you changed jobs and you were looking at your values and some of the things you mentioned in the blog post around like, you know, who's going to be your boss and what's the environment like and who the colleagues might be. So can you share some stories with us from your own life?
Yeah. So I was thinking about maybe two contrasting stories. One was a time in which, you know, I worked on a team that I really felt like brought out the best in me and actually worked for a manager that I felt brought out the best in me. And one of my biggest values is around like co-creating with others and really being in connection with other people. And so I felt like it was, there was four of us on the team. So there was our manager and then three of us who had very much the same job, but different regions that we worked in. And one of the things I loved was we never got caught up in like, you're supposed to do this because it's your region. It was really like, we were constantly talking about play to your strengths was one of our like mantras that we always said. So like who really would be good at that has a lot of passion, which is another value of mine around that. And like really could take the lead on that. Mm. So that was really, something that I thought was important. Like you never felt like you couldn't say that you needed help or that you felt overwhelmed. Like there was a lot of trust on that team. And for me, I mean, you and Sylvia know, like I really love to create things with other people, you know, more so than having to be responsible for things by myself.
And let me ask you, when you were interviewing, you know, were there any signs? I'm just curious, like if there are any signs that you picked up on knowing your values and like, did you go in looking for certain things? Were you asking questions? Like, were you monitoring? Like, were you using your intuition? What was it?
Yeah, I mean, maybe not, probably not as intentionally as I would now, but one thing that's interesting is that, so I was referred to this job by another manager who I'd really loved working for, and she knew the vice president very well. So I had this sense of like trust already. And then when, as the process went on, I actually found out that the person I would be working most closely with, like we had a mutual friend. So there's a, you know, for me, like that's always nice, right? It's that feeling of like, there's already some commonality and trust that we've built here. And then what comes up for me was like the sort of opposite story, you know, which is a job that I had that was really a bad fit for me. And one of the things that I, in the interview, like when I look back, I realize the job had changed, you know, it had actually been a higher level position and the job had gone down. The job I was applying for was now a lower level position. And there was a lot of, reasons for that, that manager was not an empowering manager. You know, that person liked to sort of have more control. And so it hadn't worked out well that she had a person that was like in a higher level right underneath her. So, and then as soon as I started working there, I realized like there was not, there was actually not even a commitment. Like they didn't enjoy people sort of chit chatting and making small talk, which for me is like a very important thing at work. Like I, you know, I want to be able to know what somebody did on the weekend or, you know, they're going to see a movie that night. Like to me, that connection is such a big part of trusting my colleagues and then feeling like I can really show up and be myself and do my best work. So I really quickly realized in that environment that like, I just wasn't going to be allowed to be myself and naturally make connections with people. It was very isolating and very focused on just like sit in your office and do your work.
I like what you're saying. Just, I mean, in a certain way, what I'm listening from what you say is that we are a choice. If we know our values as a professional, we can maybe ask questions to the interviewer to make sure that our values with the values of the organization match. And at the same time, you said that at the first job where you felt this much, you also had conversations with an employee who worked there. Mm-hmm. So you had lots of pieces of information that help you ensure that your personal values and professional values were matching. What's interesting in the second story you were telling where this match didn't happen is that circumstances changes. That means that you maybe start your position in an organization and suddenly, you know, people change and you have different values mm-hmm. because of the circumstances. So there again, that's where you felt that management was not empowering you, were not encouraging like this atmosphere of talking with your colleagues and all that.
So yeah, and if I had been a person who, you know, there was, you know, were other people there who were excelling, and I think they really valued like more independence, and they like to, you know, have their work, focus on their work, like really, you know, have a piece that they owned, you know, and that's fine. It just, for me, it really wasn't the right fit because I really wanted a place that was collaborative and where, you know, getting to know your colleagues was part of a greater commitment, you know, to being a team and being collaborative. So that's, you know, there's no right or wrong here. It's just that for me, ultimately, that job felt very isolating and I wasn't, I didn't feel passionate about what I was doing because part of the way I build passion in my life is really by, you know, discussing and connecting with other people.
Yeah. So what you're pointing at, Janice, is like you have a value around like friendship, and in one environment that value was, you were able to honor it, and in the other environment you were not. And it points us and our audience, see, here's the thing, when we're going into looking at jobs, we often just take one slice of our life called, you know, our career or professional life, and we only look at that. But it's important to look at all aspects of your life when you're looking at making a transition. And does it work around family and friends? Does it work like with your partner in life, your life partner, significant other? Does it work with what you have around fun and recreation? Does it work around your health? Does it work for the money? Like I recently was in a conversation about a consulting job, you know, that wasn't going to work around my value around money. So I had to say no to that. Does it work like for you in your area of personal growth? And does it work like, is the office space nice? Mm-hmm. So those are like just kind of, we call those the eight categories of the wheel of life. And you have to really be intentional around all those areas of your life. So what do you want to ask our audience to try, Sylvia?
Well, I was thinking that maybe they can just take a piece of paper and a pen and write like a line in between and write in one side their personal values and on the other side the organization values. And this way they can see whether there's a match or not.
Yeah, I think that's a great exercise. So yeah, on one side, like here's my personal values. You can go back and listen to the podcast and listen to those areas of your life I've mentioned, and then like look at this organization that you're considering joining and being part of and see that it's going to line up with what you've got.
Yeah. And I would say, look beyond the, you know, the values they put on their website. Like you really do, like you were saying, Sylvia, you want to talk to people and you want to trust your own intuition. Like if they say on their website that they value openness, but you don't feel that in the interview or when you're in the office, or, you know, you're not hearing that from other people. So it's going beyond and really digging into what are the values they're truly living as opposed to just promoting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're saying it, Janice, it's a complex thing. And we're, of course, we as coaches, we are available for you. If you need any assistance, any support, we will be more than delighted to help you.
Yeah. Here's our offer. We've got a little offer embedded in this podcast. So if you want one of us to help you tease out your values, go to the website, fundraisingleadership.org, and just contact one of us, and we'd be delighted to, you know, schedule a short coaching session with you and help you tease out your values in anticipation of you taking a new job. So that's it for today. Go put it into practice.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Enjoy.